Direct seeing refers to the silent mind in pure awareness, to see things as they are, without any thought, to arise the third turning wisdom. This is what we call Bhavana Maya Panya. Means Panya born of Bhavana. Bhavana is the meditative training. When you are silent and just aware, you are in the meditative state. And this is what Huining's teaching is all about. Wu Nian, no thought. The first hallmark of his teaching is not to have any thought. Without thought, you already aware. So awareness is to develop the stability of mind that is not thinking. That is what meditation is all about. That's why we just relax and maintain awareness until the awareness stabilizes. So without that stability of daily mindfulness, you cannot have the direct seeing. You are incapable of seeing things as they are. So this understanding is very important. What is direct seeing? Means to see things as they are with a silent mind, without thought. Okay? So direct seeing refers to the silent mind in pure awareness, to see things as they are without any thought, to insight into phenomena, to awaken to the three universal characteristics of nature, and also to give rise to the third turning wisdom, Bhavana Maya Panya. If you have wisdom, the five aggregates of form and mind will not be a problem, because they will be non-grasping aggregate. Then reversing the light of awareness to shine within, to cultivate the daily mindfulness with clear comprehension, or sati sampajana, is very important. So this one is the most important. Reversing the light means the awareness must be aware of all your internal movement, your form and mind, to see clearly how you function as a human being, how the form and mind through its senses and its consciousness trapped inside function. Then how the sense data come in to trigger of the respective sense or consciousness. See them in the meditation, understand them. Not knowledge, not words, not using thought or idea. Silence your mind and witness it without words. Experience them. You try it, it's very different. Every moment of seeing, hearing without the thought is very different. It's just the awareness nature that is aware. The word hasn't come in. The concept, the idea hasn't come in. The mundane mind hasn't arisen. Find out. That is meditation. Develop it, and you will understand. So reversing the light of awareness to shine within is very important. Then from inside, you're aware of whatever that arises. Could be outside thing or inner movement. So this awareness within is very important. When you are aware within, you are not lost in thought. Otherwise, you will be lost in thought. So when you are aware within, you can be mindful of whatever movement or phenomenon or activity that is going on. So that is how you cultivate daily mindfulness. From inner awareness, you develop the outer awareness. Then the inner awareness can also develop the inner movement to be aware of all the inner activity within your physical body and form and mind. So reversing the light of awareness to shine within, to cultivate the daily mindfulness with clear comprehension, or sati sampajana, is very important. So this sati sampajana is step 5. But you need the initial wisdom, yoniso manasikara, step 4, before step 5 become possible. Then for you to develop step 4, you need to constantly listen to the Dhamma, especially the first and second turning wisdom, born of reflection, contemplation, and inquiry. Yeah. Then when you are able to silence your mind, to develop the meditation, to understand, then the threatening wisdom will also come to be.